Tell me about the seasons of the two types of sea urchin.
The Centra stephanus, or the invasive sea urchin from New South Wales, we start harvesting in spring. I think last year we went through to the end of July or early August, so it's sort of around a 40-week season. Probably the 18 weeks in the middle of the season are when the sea urchin rose at its best. February, March, April, Easter time, the native sea urchins arose probably a higher grade or more attractive to Asian markets, and we go straight from that in. We start the start of July on the native urchin and run through till about the middle of October.
How do they compare in flavour and appearance?
Introduced sea urchin has a lot more uniform colour. It varies from a straw to a golden colour. Native urchin will go from a yucky grey brown colour through oranges, yellows, and everything in between. And there's a higher variation. The good quality native roe is an exceptional product.
Got a bit of a boat going past. So we know that we're by the sea because we've got the outboard motor going. Is that someone bringing in some oysters?
Going to collect oysters.
Going to collect oysters. Because of course there's oyster leases everywhere here as well, big business. The native sea urchins, are they a problem as well, or an abundant resource at least?
The native sea urchins are much more prolific in estuaries and bays. There's not so many of them in the ocean. They don't like the wave action. They like calm waters more. And yeah, they will overgraze areas also, but obviously they're not impacting on other species so much. They go through more unnoticed because they're not impacting on the high value fisheries.
I know so much more about sea urchins now. Thank you for being patient with so many questions. I think I almost know everything, but for choosing and using for people, it does sound like it's the sort of thing that would be great to taste at a restaurant and get an idea of what it should taste and look like when it's handled by a professional. But if we want to shop for them ourselves, is there something we should look for? Is your product available in shops for a start?
It's widely available around Sydney in the fish markets and other on sellers beyond there. Obviously, we predominantly more supply wholesalers. If you're buying sea urchin roe from a retailer, you'd always check the use by or best before date. The colour and texture is, you know, a uniform colour and a finer texture in the roe will always be superior, and of course always shop for a local product, not an imported one that may have been frozen and defrosted.
So it will lose a lot of flavour.
Freezing deteriorates sea urchin roe. It's definitely an eat fresh product.
And I assume it's very important to keep it refrigerated.
Refrigerated always, yes.
And eat it quickly.
Eat it quickly, that's right.
So what's a really simple way to eat sea urchin? Just straight out of the box, or a bit of wasabi,
fantastic with sushi rolls, whatever your favourite sushi roll is. If you add some sea urchin right to that, it really enhances it.
Well, I'm looking forward to having more sea urchin in my life. And is it an aphrodisiac as well?
Also.
Can't go wrong.
All winners.
Thank you very much.
No worries, thank you.